This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. And the 2022 Washington State Teacher of the Year is Jared Kep. But now, do you teach in a, because you are a specialist, you're a Native American specialist for the North Thurston County School District. So do you teach in a classroom every day, or do you go from school to school?
So being a Native educator in my capacity is pretty non-traditional from what a lot of people consider a teacher to be. So a big part of what I do is I provide cultural and academic support to roughly 230 Native American students from over 50 tribes in all 22 of our schools, such as, you know, helping students with their classwork and academics, doing cultural education, small groups, large groups, professional development. All over the district, there's a lot of diversity and creativity that is a wonderful part of this job.
Are you Native American yourself?
I am. I am Wukchumni. It's a small tribe that's from Central California.
I know that the best teachers are the ones who, of course, get to know their students well and personally, because then the student is really motivated to try to please that teacher. I'm curious to know, what is it that Native American students need that a white teacher or a black teacher, for that matter, might not be thinking of and therefore might not be able to serve the student properly?
Well, Native Americans kind of hold a unique place. Sometimes we've been kind of referred to as the most recognizable invisible minority. And when you have that lack of visibility, when you cover stories such as, you know, Thanksgiving, which is coming up, Manifest Destiny, Westward Expansion, the Wild West, all of these have different representations of Native Americans that tend to conceptualize them as episodic, that we're trapped in the past. I still run into adults today that are surprised that Native Americans still exist. So there's a lot of work that we can provide for our teachers and our students to increase that visibility and to humanize and contemporize the Native American experience within this country.
I just know growing up, we were taught that basically America was an empty nation, except for these Native Americans, right? And that, and I mean, I grew up assuming that Manifest Destiny was fine. It wasn't stealing somebody else's land. It was something ordained by God. And we've certainly seen how critical race theory has introduced us to the other parts of American history that were never reexamined or never even taught to begin with. But I haven't seen that happen yet with Native American history. I mean, we acknowledge now in a lot of public events that here in Seattle we're on Duwamish land, et cetera, et cetera. But has the teaching of American history changed to at least consider how it felt on the receiving end of Manifest Destiny?
Public education still has a long ways to go, but in Washington State, we've been making steady progress, especially with the implementation of the Since Time and Memorial curriculum, which is a statewide mandate to teach tribal history and sovereignty in our education system. It's a great resource that's been approved by all 29 tribes. But yeah, there's so much more to the depth of the American experience and the American story. You know, not many people know that the U.S. system of government itself was heavily influenced by the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. And that was something Congress officially recognized in the early 80s. Native Americans have played an inseparable role in this nation's story. And it really is a inspiring and illuminating experience to be able to see these often overlooked and misrepresentative narratives.
You've certainly been following the controversy involving critical race theory and how there are some people who don't want it taught in schools. I don't even know if there's a universally accepted definition for what it is. But there's also this seems to be this feeling that if you teach a version of American history that includes the unsavory parts, the way we treated, of course, the slaves and former slaves, the Chinese, the Native Americans, it's somehow unpatriotic. Do you ever get pushback like that?
I've been fortunate enough to work in an area that really embraces telling the whole story. And kind of what you touched on, so much of any sort of the uncertainty, the anxiety, or some of the you know, the concerns about a lot of what is being taught is comes from a lack of information. You know, there's no revision going on. It's really, we're just turning the page and telling the whole story. And it's been my experience that in order to have a sense of healing and to increase community, we all need to be able to hear and understand each other's stories. And we really see some positive outcomes with similar work to what has been going on in Canada for several years with their Truth and Reconciliation Committee. And a lot of the student input coming out of that nationwide work that they're doing up there and recognizing the traumatic legacy of residential schools in Canada is the sense of, I think, empathy and sadness and a desire by all these, you know, future, you know, adults to have that sense of healing and to build on that sense of connectedness and to make sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past.
Jared Kep, the 2022 Washington State Teacher of the Year from the North Thurston Public School District. Jared, congratulations and thanks very much.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.